The fourth skill in the first stage is called posturing. And this is where now the child takes the sound, the prolonged sound, the differentiated oral and nasal sound, and he learns to move his mouth in basic ways to create new sounds. And in essence, the child is learning the most fundamental oral positions, and you see them listed there. He learns to open his mouth far so that changes to ah, and now we have a nice ah sound. He also learns to close the mouth so that changes to mmm. He learns to smile and produce ee, and to pucker his lips and produce ooh, and to round the lips and produce oh, and to close his mouth basically at the gross tongue, with the gross tongue, and produce an N-like sound. So what we're talking here is we're talking about children 2 to 3 months of age, moving from solidly three into 4 months of age. And these are the first essential, specifically differentiated consonants and vowels. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 vowels, ah, e, oo, and o, and we've got 2 consonants here, m and n, and then we've got the earlier consonant ng that we learned during the earlier stages. So at this point, the child has A, B, C, D, E, F, G. He's got 7 sounds, a, e, oo, o, m, n, ng. And this is a huge variety compared to what he had when he started just a few months earlier. And what I would ask you is to look at your clients and say, do they have these 7 basic sounds? Do they have 4 vowels and 3 consonants? And your answer is probably going to be no. maybe they have the 3 consonants, but only 1 of the vowels. Or maybe they don't have any of these vowels very clear. They have kind of a mushy, undifferentiated vowel. Vowels are something that in the speech literature have been ignored for decades now, and it is time that we look very closely at them to understand their role in the production of intelligible speech. E, U, A, and O have been described in the early literature in speech in the 1940s as being the earliest vowels that children use during the cooing stage. Now, cooing is essentially producing a prolonged oral sound and a prolonged nasal sound. And children use those 4 basic vowels, a, e, u, and o, and those 3 basic consonants, m, n, and ng, with which to coo. So you'll hear little babies going, ha, ha, hoo, 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 mmm, 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 mmm. And these are the sounds that they're practicing with. Essentially, the child is learning to open his mouth to produce ah, to close his mouth to produce m, mm, to smile to produce e, to pucker to produce oo, to round to produce o, and to close the mouth at the tongue to produce n. So those can be, we can think of those as the first oral positions that children need to learn. So a child who has no oral positioning sense, he barely moves his mouth at all. He has very little facial expression. Perhaps his muscle tone is extremely low. Perhaps he's just a very quiet, not a very active child. This is the kind of activity that we want to get now. Once we get air, once we get sound, once we get enough airflow to prolong sound, and once we get the velopharyngeal mechanism activated so that the sound can be either oral or nasal, now we're ready to start getting the mouth to move in specific ways so that we produce specific sounds. And what we want is the mouth open as far as it can. We want the mouth closed tight. We want the face smiling broadly. We want the lips puckering tightly. We want the lips rounded, and we want the tongue to be moving in a very, very gross fashion. This is a great time in terms of therapy to do a lot of facial expression. This is a great time to put on lotion on the face and to watch our faces in the mirror as we make facial expressions. This is a time to say, ah, when something is pretty, and mmm, when we're perhaps upset about something, or ee, as a method of excitement on the swing, ee, ooh, as something awesome or interesting. So we want to take these sounds and add meaning to them. These are the things that parents naturally do with little children. You know that every little baby 2 and 3 months of age who has a big smile on their face, all the parents around them are imitating that smile. And that's the same thing that we want to do with our own clients. In terms of specific therapy tools, we're going to continue all the voice and airflow stimulation activities that we've already described, because we want better control and deeper inhalation, and we want better control and more prolonged exhalation. We also want to get that jaw to move, and this is where we can utilize feeding therapy techniques and just imitation of facial expressions in the mirror and so forth. But we want to get a lot of mobility with that jaw. We want the jaw to go low and the jaw to go high and to be able to move up and down in between them so that we can get that good ah with the jaw low, and we can get that good E with the jaw high, and we can get an M with the jaw high, and so forth. We also want to get jaw stability. That's that high position with the jaw. We want to teach them to clamp down on things, to bite hard, to clench, and that's what gets that jaw up high. All the oral motor techniques that are described for jaw mobility would be used here, feeding techniques, and also building a vocabulary for the clients at this time. Open your mouth. Stick out your tongue, close your mouth, bite hard. These are all really important words at this time to teach them how to move the oral mechanism with these sounds. Okay, we've come to the end of stage one, which is the preparing stage. And I think you can better understand the meaning of that phase or stage at this time. Getting the voice ready for speech. We don't really sound like speech at this point. Ah! Oh, e, ooh, mm, mm, mm. But we're on the threshold.